It's the Freedom Talk Show with Veronica.
I definitely want to touch on the point. There was something you told me earlier. You say, hey, you have seen some other people that quote-unquote say they are saved, they are born again.
Yes.
And you are like, hey, what's going on? I myself have had that question. Because I looked at my life and I looked at some of, for example, some of Nollywood actor or actresses that say they are born again. I look at my life and I look at them and I'm like, why is there so much difference?
Yeah.
Why is there so much difference? I'm going to say this. Environment. Environment makes a lot of difference in our conversion. If I was saved and I remain in an environment that permits certain things, then the closeness to God may not be as powerful. The soaking myself in the things of God may not be as effective. So our environment makes a lot of difference. And what God did for me is when he saved me, he took me completely out of my environment. I'm telling you, he took me to the kind of environment that I hated. Wow. I didn't know it would benefit me down the line. But I hated it. I was like, oh, these people are too religious. They are too fanatic. They are too... Everything is... I was going crazy. But I needed that environment so that I could be well-groomed. All right. So, like I was saying, environment played a lot into my conversion. The Lord took me to an environment that I could be groomed. A lot of people, when they are born again, they remained in their environment. Not everybody have the luxury to get out of that environment. Mm-hmm. And when you remain in your environment, it stunts your growth. So it's not so much that some people are not born again or they didn't have the encounter, but it stunts the growth. Mm-hmm. When you are first born again, you have to be very careful what is coming in. What is coming into your life. You want to learn. You are wide open. You are ready to receive. And when you are in the wrong environment, they begin to tell you, oh, it's not so bad. Oh, what you're complaining about, it's not that bad. You're just tripping. So instead of you to be well-groomed and be planted deep, rooted in the word of God, you're like, well, the people around me saying it's not that bad, so I can allow it in.
So you start doing both.
You start kind of like, you know, you are not well-rooted. God wants us to be well-rooted. So that when we come out and whatever is coming at us, we are ready. But if you are not well rooted and you permit some things to come in, before you know, you go back into the world.
So someone like you, and I probably, this is my last question. Someone like you who was an actress and walked away from all these things, the talent God gave you, I've seen you act and you were a great actress.
Thank God.
Gave you that talent. And when you become a born-again Christian, how do you let go of such a gift that God has given you? I know you want to be in the ways of God, but how can you also allow the gift to be manifested without being in that environment?
Right. You can still use your talent. And by God's grace, I still do in my little shows. I still try to throw in some acting here and there. Just look for the right environment to use it. For example, I was in Nollywood. Mm-hmm. Now, if a script come to me, and people do send me script, and I read the script, and it's godly, and I know that the production company are godly people. These are people that are doing it for salvation. In Nollywood, our acting is for fame, it's for money. So we don't care about the content that we put out there. We can put whatever out there. Who cares? As long as this is my movie number 200. You know, you just want to do movie.
Yeah.
But as a born-again Christian, you check yourself. You say, hold on, what kind of message am I sending into this world? So when those kind of scripts come to you, you can still go out there and do the movies. You know, a lot of people have come out of Hollywood and increased production. So that talent, they are still using it, but use it in the right environment. Let me say this, as a Christian, if I go back to the environment, even though they send me a Christian script, they send me a godly script, and they say, come, the same people, and they say, come and act this movie. When I go, they things that I'm going to see around me is going to break my heart. You have people that are having sex behind the scenes while they are filming a Christian movie. You have somebody's husband that is touching an actress while they are filming a Christian movie. You have people that language are flying out of their mouth. Curse word, and we are filming a Christian movie. God is not in it.
Mm-mm. It's just for money.
The Holy Spirit is not in it. So when you finish, that movie is not going to, even if it's just God is not there. So as a Christian, yes, I will still use my talent, but the company that are inviting me, I'll look into it. Are these people Christian or are they just there making money?
Mm-hmm.
Godly production company, they do Christian movies.
Mm-hmm.
They are Christian,
mm-hmm.
but they can take like Samson and Delilah movie and produce it. And by the time they put it out there, they focus on erotic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
they start focusing on sensuality.
Yeah.
But if Christian production does the same movie, you will now see message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they will now take the message and say, you know what? This thing happened to Samson because he didn't obey God. But mm-hmm. when the worldly people do it, they'll say, oh, the woman was so sexy. The woman was, you know, that's why Sam, you know. So it's very important that we use our talent too, because God will ask you, what did you do with your talent?
Mm, exactly.
Or use it in the right environment.
Wow. Beautiful, Minister Joy. If you don't mind sharing a prayer with the people that, you know, are going through that dark phase in their lives right now and are looking for a way out into the light, but can't seem to get out. And for the Christian who have walked away and wants to come back, and for the Christian who is doing here and doing there because they are not quite sure which way to go. And, you know, can you share a prayer for that Christian? For everyone to have that encounter, I know that you mentioned earlier that it's different with everyone. God reveals himself, you know, in his own way that he wishes to reveal. But if you can pray that the body of Christ will have that mighty encounter, that will bring transformation. It does break my heart when I see that people are trying to be saved, but they don't know what to do. And it's like, they are going here. I say that because I myself, for a long time, I was in that place. And I didn't know. And I would dream and I would see that, you know, God has come and I'm trying to be lifted. And I can't go. I'm hovering in the air. And that's when I began to check myself also. And I was like, So for anyone else who is going through that right now, a prayer that can help.
Okay.
Or a word that can help.
Sure. Let us pray. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Mighty God of heaven, we have come to you this day. Father, because we know that we can do nothing of our own. Father, even in this conversation, it has been proven over and over and over again that we can do nothing of our own.
Yes,
and that's why, Lord, we are submitting these categories of people to you. We are not better than them. We are only standing because you made us to stand. And that's why we are lifting every one of them before you. Father, I bring the Christian who are backslidden before you. Father, this world, we know is tough. We know sin is raging and society is against the narrow road. But Father, we are lifting up that sister, that brother, that man, that woman that has walked away from the faith. Father, we are praying that you will bring him back, bring her back. Father, meet them wherever they are. You are the good shepherd. Father, we lift this person before you. Please, Lord, bring them back. You are able to do it. There's nothing that is too difficult for you to do. Father, Lord, I remember how many times I struggle with sin, going back and front and just a mess. Father, there are so many mess out there right now. Some of them are even watching this video. Father, I am praying for them. Save them. Save them, oh Lord. Father, show them how sin is, how nasty sin is. Show them the world and how the world wants to destroy them. Show them Satan, that Satan has no good intention for their soul. Father, I am praying. Save this one, oh Lord. This one that is watching, that is desiring to be saved and asking, what is this salvation? I want to know about it. Father, please bring this one into the fold in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as many that are confused, They have no spiritual understanding. I was once like them. I didn't have any spiritual understanding. I was just a church goer. Father, I am praying for them. Bring them in, oh Lord. Father, touch them through this video, through them watching us right now. Father, please bring them into the fold. Your word say that it is not your desire for anyone to perish. Father, we don't want them to perish. Please touch them right now. Save them right now. Save them right now. Lord Jesus, save them right now. Father, remember the blood that you shed on the cross of Calvary, so that you can save him, so that you can save her. Father, as many that the desire is in their heart right now, Father, please do it to the glory of your name.
Yes, Lord.
Let your name be exalted, O Lord. Only you alone are worthy. Only you alone are worthy to be praised and be exalted. Father, we thank you. We bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. Before you go, can you talk a little bit about your book and your videos, and where can people find you on Instagram?
All right, let me get my composure. Okay, so my book is called The Birth and Death of JJ Bunny. We have the soft copy and we have the hard copy, and people can find it on Amazon.
On Amazon,
if they are somewhere like in Africa, in Nigeria, in Ghana, we on my website or on my Facebook or Instagram page, we have the phone numbers of all the African distributors. So it's on Amazon in US. It's also on Google Playbook. Google Playbook. Yeah, so they just need to type my name, Joy Ejeren, or put Joy Ejeren book, and it will pop up. And of course, it details, there's so much to learn in this book. It detailed my life before I got born again. It's an adventure. It's a real adventure. Wow. Honest. And people that read this book, they are like so surprised. They're like, oh, wow, I didn't expect what I read. So it detailed my life from when before I got born again, the traveling, the interaction with different Hollywood actors, actresses. Of course, I changed their names. You know, I gave
for privacy,
I gave them pseudonyms. So it really brings people into behind the scene of what is really happening on the movie set, and then how the journey continue into salvation.
And then
all that the Lord taught me about entertainment industry. So much, you know, is anyway, you just have to read it.
Okay, so it's called The Death and
Birth
of JJ Bunny. Okay. Yes. And JJ Bunny used to be your former name that you carry on set. Okay, guys, so you know where to find her book: on Amazon, on Google Play, and if you go on her Facebook, Joy Ejire, you will find the numbers for the Africa distributors, and I think also globally, pretty much anywhere you are, if you want to purchase the book. I'm also going to leave a link in the subscription under this video. Please make sure you click on the link and find the book. And I am about to buy one myself. Hey, I'm going to even buy one for all my sisters and my brothers. We are all going to be reading this book. So wherever you are, make sure you grab one of her book. Also, she's on YouTube. She does a lot of videos where she is sharing the gospel and encouraging. So if you need any sort of encouragement, if you need to hear the gospel more on this, please go on her YouTube channel, Joy Ejire, and you'll find all sorts of videos out there. She's also on Instagram. You can reach out to her if you need any sort of encouragement, I believe. And she'll pray with you if you need to be prayed for. I know that she's located in San Antonio, Texas, but there is no distance in the spirit.
That's true.
And the Spirit of God moves no matter where you are. And again, thank you all so much for joining me today. Thank you, woman of God, for taking the time in speaking with me today. Is there anything else you want to say before we go?
No, thank you. It has been such a blessing. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, woman of God.